Hello, today is December the 9th, and the title for today's post is Rend Your Heart and Not Your Garments. Today's scripture readings come from the following four passages. The book of Joel, chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 3, verse 21. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Psalm 128, verses 1 through 6, and Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18. Joel was another hell and brimstone prophet who didn't care to mince words when it came to delivering the word of the Lord. We enter today another book of prophecy that bears the name of this prophet, Joel. The imagery of the locusts coming into town and wiping out everything in sight is quite a graphic one. That ought to have struck both fear and awe in the hearts of the people that Joel was preaching to. I wonder if it did, and if it didn't, I wonder if the call to repentance was perhaps even more effective. To me, it would have been. I love the way Joel implores the people of Israel to turn to God in the following verse. In verse 13, he says, "Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity." It always comes back to the love. I want to worship a God who loves me back. And I stand amazed at the fact that my God is one who cares more about my heart than my appearance or my actions. To rend is to tear. God cares when you pour out your heart to him and tear it apart for him, in a manner of speaking. He cares not if you rend your garments, that is, if you tear your clothes and put on ashes and sackcloth in order to give an appearance of mourning. God sees your heart and wants to know if you're willing to tear it out for him. Gentle reader, can you do that? And so Joel goes on to promise the people. In these verses, starting in verse 32, he says, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls." The purpose of a prophet is to bring a message. Joel does this as vehemently as possible. He conjures up the most terrifying of images, even as he pauses to remind the people about the true nature of this God. What manner of God is this, anyway? He will not give up on them. I suppose that's what a covenant is all about. And so Joel continues to both chide and encourage Israel to make up their minds, because the day of judgment is at hand. He says in verse 14, "For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon will be darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem. The earth and the heavens will tremble, but the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a stronghold for the people of Israel." The valley of decision. Is that where you are? Turning next to our New Testament reading, we enter the book of Revelation. This is a most fascinating book, one filled with fantastic imagery of the things to come. Joel's fantastic imagery is very much in line with the kind of stories that John, the author of the book of Revelation, will reveal in later parts of this book. For now, the opening words of this book give pause for thought. John says, in verse 3, "Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near." The time is indeed near. Writing to the seven churches in Asia Minor, which are Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea, John says this with reference to Jesus Christ. He says, "To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen." And these are the words of the Lord. In verse 8, he says, and this is the Lord speaking, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Turning next to our reading from the Psalms, we find the psalmist describing the epitome of material blessings upon one who fears the Lord. He says in verse 1, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be a blessing for the man who fears the Lord." Finally, a verse from the book of Proverbs, authored by Solomon, wise king of Israel. And the verse is worthy of record and rumination. Verse 18 says, "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction." May God bless the reading and reflection of his word. Amen.